Good afternoon, and some of you might be aware about KPIT. So we are an IT services organization, close to 10,000 people, and based across different geographies. We have our office in Hinjewadi. We have close to 4,000 plus people work out of our Hinjewadi campus. And I am with KPIT for last 11 years. Especially for last 7-8 years, I am responsible for implementing a lot of new technologies, and your counterpart from the IT team might be aware that KPIT has deployed a lot of technologies in last many years, not necessarily only with Microsoft, but if you take any of the leading hardware or software partners, we have there are a lot of new technologies. And when you are implementing a lot of new technologies, at that time you also require a lot of funding. Because when you talk about the new technology, you have to make a business case. And then that business case should definitely show the returns. Some of you might be our leadership team, especially our chairman, managing director, are also chartered accountants, in addition to CFO and his entire team. So they very well understand that you can show them a lot of dreams that this technology can really help in improving the qualitative goals of the organization. But on the other side, we also have to show that on the ground, what is the business benefits from the quantitative side or from the balance sheet side, how it will really help. And then you typically what happens is the benefits of IT are not necessarily reduction only in IT. Many a times what happens is you are asking for, or the CIO, I'm saying CIO is asking for, say, X dollars or rupees or crores, whatever it may be. And then the CPO asks that what is the benefit? What your last year's budget was, say, 100 rupees, say, both capex, opex together. And this year you are asking for 150 rupees. And then 50 rupees more. Okay, that is very high. Typically, every CFO says that 8 to 10% maximum, or if the business is not doing good, reduce it. If last year you spent 100 rupees, this year you try to do it in 90 rupees. And on other side, when you are saying that you want 150 rupees, then in that case, you really wanted to see that don't compare from IT to IT. IT last year was 100 and this year IT is 100, but by using this technology, there are a lot many other functions. Their budgets can be reduced by more than 50. So net result on the balance sheet will be very positive. And that is where is the conviction, and that is where you really need to question that what are the benefits. So typically in our organization, what it happens is if I sell anything which is giving any benefits to any other function, not only to my function, for that area demonstrating the cost benefits also becomes my responsibility. So in my business review meeting, I will have to show every month that if I am saying that by implementing say XYZ technology, the communication expenses will drastically go down. So what were the communication expenses for the last year, and then every quarter, how are you reducing? It doesn't become the responsibility of other function. It becomes my responsibility because I sold that idea. Another, from the capex, opex point of view, there are a lot of things, because you can work with the partners in a way that you can get the differentiated, because two things are, one is how it will reflect on the balance sheet, and second thing is from the cash flow perspective. So from the cash flow perspective, even if you are buying the capex, then in that case, whatever may be the distributors you have or a partners you have, you can always negotiate and have a deferred payment options. So that is how all your relationship with the partners comes in the picture, that though they can make an upfront payment to the OEM, however you are making the payment in 4 installments, on a quarterly basis or so on. Second thing is, you also have nowadays options of OPEX for a lot of areas, I will not say for every IT area, the cloud-based models. So with the cloud-based models, you are paying on a subscription-based, that is another thing, but you have to really weigh the cost-benefit analysis, how you want to, how it will reflect on the expenses side, on your profit and loss account, and you will have to really see that what is capex, what is opex, but you have multiple options available.
Thank you. In contrast to some of the other functional leaders that the CIO works with, the relationship between the CPO and the CIO has been very complex because both of you are advisors to each other and are internal customers to each other. So in that case, what are the challenges that you faced when you work with the CPO organization in KPIT and you try to procure new technologies for enabling the KPIT business?
So I will reword the sentence challenges because I don't face any challenges. We were very collaborative. Really, I'm not talking because in this forum. But in KPIT, there is more than 100% trust between me and my colleagues into the commercial department. Typically, what happens here is once you have a strong business case and once there is an approval from the leadership, then what to buy and what price to buy. Okay, what to buy is 100% decided by IT. Typically what I saw from some of the other organizations that IT just gave them the requirements. IT says that if it is a commodity item, like for example, I will say even the server as a commodity item, I'm not talking about a desktop or a laptop only as a commodity item. If there is a commodity item, you are saying that server, it is a x86 server. So any of the partners, whether Cisco or Dell or HP, anybody can manufacture that kind of item with your specifications, and then typically what happens is they say that you give us the specs and then we will get the multiple proposals and we will do a negotiation and whoever gives you at the lowest rate or as per our terms, we will buy that and whatever is your specifications, we will get it. Now this kind of model doesn't work in KPIT. In KPIT what typically happens is including the vendor selection, okay, is the responsibility of the IT team. The reason basically is all the decisions are not only who is giving you at a lowest cost. Of course, we get it at a lowest cost. However, there is a long-term view that which are the partners you really wanted to work. If you work with X partner because he has given you the price this time and better, and next time Y partner has given you the better price, then in that case, the partners are not thinking that KPIT is a partner. They are thinking that KPIT treats them like a vendor on a transactional basis. And that's the reason when you invest in some of the partners, long term you get highly benefited because then they say that if I don't deliver right to the IT team, my whole business is at stake. Because now, if you look at from any organization from the customer point of view, if we are looking from our customer, we want our customer to give maximum business to us. So what we will do is we will try to do everything to satisfy that customer. Even if small issue is there, the whole organization will work with that customer to address his issues because we do not want the relationship to spoil and impact the business. If it is a very small customer for me, then I will say that let me focus on the bigger customer. A small customer ka issue hota hai, wo jata hai, tobhi mujhe kuch problem nahi. Look at the same thing happens when you are working with your partners on a transactional basis. Because what they also see, that alright, theek hai, last time usko diya tha, abhi dusre ne price match karke diya, is quarter mein unka balance sheet achcha tha, abhi mera nahi hai, mera ko approval nahi mila hai. And that is how it doesn't work because the procurement team doesn't know that what is your strategy. Unless you have made it transparent with them. Unless what is your strategy, which are the technologies you want to invest, what is the roadmap, and that how these partners will help you in your overall ecosystem. Because another is if when you buy multi-vendor solutions, then the IT's job becomes difficult in integrating those solutions later on. Because for one vendor, their whatever may be the other products, they have first tested it when they sell those products in the industry, and then may it takes 6 months to 1 year time to test it on other competitive vendors. So here you are losing the competitive advantage if you are not really having the right strategy in integrating with some of the vendors, and that is how we work very closely. And then once we have decided the vendor, then purely it is a commercial decision that what price to be procured, and they do an excellent job.
But in that case, are you involving the purchasing team, any of a member, when you are discussing a project or any kind of job which you are willing to do that?
In our case,
initial stages. Because see, as soon as we have finalized any kind of thing, okay, I have to buy it from this, and this is the requirement. If the second party knows that they are going to buy from me, how they will increase the price?
That is what I am saying, that it is on a trust. You have the idea. No. You evaluate. IT team evaluates that what is the competitive solutions. Okay. You can dictate the terms that if I can get it at this price, I will buy it. Otherwise, I have an option. Okay. Otherwise, I have an option. However, this strategy works because none of the partners who are having the existing business want to give entry to anybody else in your account. Because what they say is, with the small opportunity they will get in, and then they will become more. And that is the reason this relationship helps.
So, Manmay, you actually talked about how, which you touched upon, how you decide that which vendor to work on, rightly, because you want to have a partnership with them and you want them to be invested with you in your success rather than be taking a transactional business. Whereas in the first session that we had, we also heard about a counter view. I wouldn't say just a counter view, but another view, which is that the procurement has to be centralized because then it has better control and you can actually make it much leaner and bring the costs down, you can bring efficiencies, etc. So at what point do you think, what needs to change between a CIO-CPO relationship to make it more strategic, which is a win-win for both and the organization?
I completely agree. From the centralized point of view, even in KPIT, it is centralized. All global procurement, anywhere, whether it is the US or Europe or anywhere, the procurements are centralized. Now the question is different. The question is, centralized procurement, who is involved in these procurements? And to what extent IT is involved and to what extent commercial team is involved? Okay, so there is no doubt that decentralized procurement should not, because then you take the advantage of basically bulk purchases, you standardize a lot of things, you standardize on the partners, and you have a visibility at the org level that how much money you are spending. Not from the different pockets, but overall. You may spend it from different pocket, but when it goes from one function, or one function is at least visible about it, then you can show it to the management that IT, from corporate IT or SBU IT or project IT or this geography or that, a total spend for this partner or in CapEx or OpEx is this much. So centralized, there is no doubt. Same thing we follow in KPIT. But important thing is, in our organization, what product to buy, again I am repeating the same question, and what partner from you wanted to buy is with IT. The reason again is, with the centralization with IT, IT is responsible in the budgeting exercise to show reduction or optimization in the overall IT driven ecosystem. Like for example, if there is a software procurement, let me take XYZ partners, we are an IT organization, so we do a lot of software procurements as well. So for XYZ partner, if I am buying a software worth 100 rupees, and then if different buckets, like for example, one SBU wants some software, so they get the approval of the budget and they say that okay, this software is costing say 20 rupees. There is an approval, it goes typically in the commercial function. Commercial function says that okay, the SBU head has approved or their budget owners are approved, they have factored that cost. So we will do what best price we can get it and we will give it. In our case, this happens is, even if the budget is approved, it requires my function's approval before it goes for a commercial procurement. The reason basically is, I have a visibility that how many softwares are bought in the organization and where I can optimally utilize it. Because I have the tools to see to it that which software which are installed but not used. Then I can revoke that software and give it to other. This visibility SBU guy is not having, the commercial guy is not having. So the target is with me, and final commercial things definitely happens with commercial team.
I have a question on this.
Yeah.
Why can't you give the software inventory to your central procurement team? So they first look at the inventory, and if it's available from the inventory, they give it to the business unit. And if it's not there, it has to be purchased, right? So why a bottleneck in a place that IT decides that, okay, we got a stock in this place and I give you the software and I don't have a stock, so go ahead and buy it. It's just a decision of looking at the inventory.
See, if it is a very simple kind of goods, okay, then in that case this model will work. Where not much technical knowledge is required in deciding that whether you have an asset or not. Okay, wherever you are saying that XYZ, if you are given the inventory of XYZ products, okay, the person who is asking for that product is not there in the inventory, what procurement will team say that now you have approval, there is no software available, get into the procurement. What IT can see that whether there is another open source available, whether I can give any workaround, whether this solutioning will come from the procurement.
Okay, that's consulting.
But that is, IT is a consultant. IT works as a partner with the SBUs. And that is how only you will be adding the value. If you have to do a transactional work, then IT is not required.
That's what I'm saying. Consulting
can that A plus B can make a C.
Correct.
That is required.
Correct.
Consulting could be before the SBU place an order, right?
No, but SBU should give the requirements.
Yeah.
If there is no workflow where the IT is coming in the picture, then in that case, IT will never take the ownership of the optimization. IT will say that you haven't asked me. Commercial will say that budget was approved, I procured it. Who is at loss? Because then the management will say that why you haven't involved the right people in making before making the decision, and then it goes, nobody takes the ownership.
In this case, because IT is a very specialized application, it said that we probably need to differentiate between the two.
If it is a commodity items, then in that case, yes, IT may not add any value.
I differ. See, in the any procurement, you have one commercial rating, and second is the technical rating. You need not to buy the lowest item always. So, if you have technical rating good to a particular partner, which you can have, so you can have those technical preferences. Let the commercial rating also come. By blocking the bidder list, saying that this is the only supplier we have to work, you are actually blocking the options. You and CPO can sit later on, say this is the technical rating, this is commercial rating, and you know this is the final decision. By blocking bidder list, that's not the right solution as to
me. Yeah, I agree. In certain cases, wherever there are commodity items, I completely agree with your view. But wherever those are strategic investments you are making, this approach will not work. Because with the strategic approach, you are aligning your strategy with the product roadmap of some specific vendors. If your roadmap is not aligned with them and if you are buying multi-vendor solutions, then later on organization is at loss. Because they are not able to integrate those products with each other and nobody is taking the ownership. When IT is not able to give results, then IT will say that maine us time bola tha is vendor se le lo, commercial took a decision to buy from somebody else, I will not be able to show value. Product to product. So wherever it is a commodity kind of item where there is no impact on our overall ecosystem, I completely agree.
There is another example, listen to some of the organizations. The CIO suggested that this has to be bought it. And CIO always have a very good opening over there. After 2 years he left, and the whole investment, this is a fortunate KPIT that you are still there, right? The whole investment has gone.
No, it is all about what trust, and it is not a person level trust, it is a team level trust. So it is not only about specific to Mandar, there is a trust in the organization. Whatever are the other team members, they are also in this whole process. It is not a one person's decision. So, but it will come over a period of time when you will actually establish the credibility in the organization based on your earlier decisions that what results you have shown.
I think that's a very exceptional question that you, or comment that you made.
No, this is
it
correct.
Happens,
I agree.
I think it was a very good perspective that actually Mandar brought it, because typically we face those things in an organization and it brings a perspective that what is CIO's perspective from an investment that he has to make, which is from a differentiating the commodity from standard products to something which needs very customized, very special strategic attention from the CIO's office. So if I now change and ask it from a CPO's perspective.
Another thing which I just wanted to add, KPIT's growth indicates that the strategy is in the right direction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One question about OpEx and CapEx model. We have just half a minute. What is the preferred mode for, I think there's always a kind of this CPO and the CIO or CTOs talk about looking at the same thing from a different perspective, from the OpEx investment and a CapEx investment. How generally the CPOs look at it? Why they prefer to have a kind of initial organization which I know look at the CapEx model.
See, it is showing the profitability. So this goes under EBITDA as a depreciation, and this will directly hit on your that year's net profitability. So this is the impact. However, what CPOs needs to be carefully looked is typically when you are buying the asset, CapEx asset, you take it for 4 years, you depreciate it. Okay. And the warranty comes for 3 years. So in the fourth year, there is a double impact of AMC and depreciation. So that is how you have to really see that whether there are large contracts, either you can get upfront 4 year warranty there, otherwise you will have to make a choice that fourth year you are taking the risk of not having the AMC, or you have to make that awareness in the organization that fourth year there may be impact.
As KPIT has been on a smart enterprise journey, and which you also dear to, what's your vision for enabling the CPO as a business function for KPIT, which is what probably people here can understand, and they can also look at some of those technologies which has really helped them in achieving that excellence?
See, a lot of things. Smart enterprise is a different concept what we are building in KPIT. It is traditionally you might have heard about there is a lot of discussions going on around the enterprise digital transformation. So what KPIT is doing internally, we have called it as smart enterprise. It is a internal name, but it is nothing but using the digital technologies to transform the business processes. And which are the digital technologies? These are very common. You will hear it in every forum. That's max, they call it, like social or mobility or analytics or cloud or sensors. So how all these kind of technologies and mashup of those technologies will really transform the business processes internally, including the whole procurement life cycle. Like, let me give a relevant example, very simple example, which may give you some idea. Like, if the whole procurement process is there, then how the social way will, or mobility way will help in bringing the visibility. Like for example, if you have an app, and using that app, like what some of you have mentioned, that what are the products available, or hardware or software which is available, if IT is working like a service, IT as a service, then making that whole relevant information, because not the whole catalog, but if he is looking for a laptop or a software or any kind of asset, how quick search on an app it will make available, how the workflow will trigger in case, how the business leaders will see the real-time matrices on their devices. Like for example, we track a lot of kind of matrices, like what is the IT cost, not the corporate, overall IT cost to the company account. How is the OPEX cost is linked with the, what is the ratio of IT OPEX with the company revenue? How is the communication cost linked with the company revenue? How on quarter the changes are happening in that area? Same thing is with CAPEX. What were the prices quoted and how much is the efficiency we derived it after negotiations? It is not with the lease prices, but our internal benchmark, how much we could be able to deliver. Because lease prices, so there is no point. Some vendors will give you 500 times more price and then you will be able to show that use, but you have background that what typically is the market cost as against that what price you are getting, how much is the capex, opex, total mix, how is that ratio of your overall revenue or profitability changing every year. When these information IT is showcasing along with the investments, how this ratio will change quarter on quarter, if that visibility is there with procurement team, CFO, CEO, chairman, then in that case, making a large investment decisions become simple. Because then IT has not asked only looking at it, but IT has also studied that what is the overall impact. And for the public list organization, all that information is available. It is nothing but confidential information. This information is available every quarter on KPIT site. That how are we doing from the business point of view, what are our overall operational expenses, how are we optimizing the cost, what are the idle assets. We do lot of work around idle. We report every quarter the idle assets to the board of directors. And typically idle assets, people talk about hardware because those are physically counted. But for the IT organization or even nowadays for any organization, the software asset cost on the balance sheet is much bigger than the hardware asset cost. Who is monitoring the real utilization and the idle assets? You can't count those kind of things. So a lot of matrices and all these, you can make it available using the technology. If this is, there is no technology, if you have kept it somewhere on an Excel sheet or made it, there is very little chances people will see it. Even if it is available on a portal, it is because when you are making a case of a request, at that time that person wanted to have all this information available to make a judgmental view. Otherwise in the meeting it happens that okay, you send me these calculations, then the whole process goes into months.
So what are some of the tools that you recommend for technology?
So it is all the tools built in-house. We have basically some ERP, we are using SAP ERP. So a lot of procurement processes are entirely automated. So for raising the request or need approval or budget approval, basically whole PRPO process. Then once the PO is released, the GRN side, and once the goods are received, then making the entry into the financial accounting system as an asset. What additionally we have done is we also have the IT asset tracker. So automatically that information flows into the IT asset where we do the tagging, asset ID generation, and then it goes to the IT team for overall management. But to get all those things seamlessly, then your purchase request need to have all those line items. If those line items are not there, if there is a single line item, then in that case there is a huge manual efforts for other teams to maintain the asset inventory and so on. So some of these processes we have built in the system with audit trails and lot many other things to make the overall workflow efficient, and lot of this data along with other data is brought into the analytics. On that, currently the whole analytics in real time available on a portal. Notifications at every stage goes as an email right now. Where is the PO? How to the person who has raised the request, not within the team. That so they can see real time that where it is pending. What we are now doing is all these notifications which are going on an email, we are discontinuing email or a portal and making it available on a social platform or a mobile app. Mobile app they can see, or a social platform they can see directly. So we are changing the way they will consume, but currently this information is still available.
So it's an enterprise social platform that we use, which is
if we have time for a little more questions to ask on this asset, yeah. Asset tracking. Yeah. See, in automotive industry, we make one car, we have a lot of asset numbers getting generated, and they are distributed all across the globe, and tracking them with respect to the live bill of material is a big issue in terms of managing those assets. Is there any ready-made solution which has been already practiced somewhere?
There are plenty. We work mainly for automotive manufacturing and utilities industry. So I will be happy to connect, but there are 100% RFID based or even in the new technology QR code based, lot of solutions are there. QR code based will not work in your situation, but RFID based solutions we have already implemented in the smart factories and some of the other areas. So if you can just drop me a mail, I will connect with the right people from our services team.
How does it, really shrink the efforts in taking inventory yearly basis and
now let me tell you for IT what we are doing. So this is not a specialized area for me, but I'm sure that we have provided the services. But what IT we have done is all the assets earlier, this is 4 years back, now we are changing it with the QR code, with the mobile app kind of thing, were barcoded. Okay, now even the ID card will have a QR code now. Okay, so with the ID card, when the QR code scanner, the doors will get activated. Or now with the laptop asset, when we do a lot of physical checking of the assets when they are moving out of the one building to another building and so on. So there will be a QR code scanner. He just have to scan that asset. All the information is available, whose asset, or even if you want to like report an incident, then in that case, every asset there is a code. When you scan that code, you will get the app, what is the issue, you report it. That code is having the information, where is that asset located, who owns that asset, who owns which function owns that asset. So automatically this kind of the incident will get reported to other people. They need not have to know that whom to report, how to report, and all these scanners are freely available on the smartphones, and nowadays everybody is having the smartphones. So a lot of these new technologies are making the implementations cost effective, which earlier were costly.
Any other questions for Mandar, Mr. He brought a fairly, you know, different view and put it very categorically that how the CIO and the CTO need to work together in different kind of procurement. And that's because he brings in more from an ITES perspective as their IT company, but they can be finer nuances maybe in a manufacturing setup a little different, but at an overall level it makes sense.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mandar.
Thank you. If anybody wanted to connect with me, my email ID is mandar.marulkar@kpid.com.
With that, we will move to the next session. Mandar actually touched upon mobility a lot of times. And all